Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. Each week we offer biblical encouragement and practical ideas to help you know the love of Jesus Christ more deeply and become the woman, wife, and mother you were created to be. We're so glad you're here. It's going to be a great day.
Hello, moms, and happy Mother's Day week to you. My name is Casey Ladd, and I am talking to you from my home in Cape Town, South Africa. My husband and I are American missionaries, and I have lived in South Africa for almost 15 years now. And I want to tell you a little bit about my family before I tell you a word that God has really put on my heart to give you today. I came on my own as a single young woman at 25 years old, thinking I was coming on just a 6-month mission trip to South Africa. And I met a little boy, and I actually started raising this little boy. So I stayed in South Africa and started raising a little boy on my own as a single mom living way out in the bush of South Africa. And several years later, I met another American missionary, this handsome man from Tennessee named Chris. And Chris and I got married when my son turned 7 years old. And so we got married in the year 2015. And then quickly thereafter, felt like God was calling us to move to a city that had global impact, and so that we could build up God's church. So we moved from very rural South Africa all the way across the country to Cape Town. And we moved there. We moved here in 2017. And now my oldest son, he is 16 years old. And we have another son who is 5 and another son who is 2 years old. So we have 3 boys. And God has really blessed us with a vibrant, active, sports-filled household. And a lot of missteps along the way. And so what I have learned in my journey of living in Cape Town, and we've come across a lot of different things here, moms. We've come across a lot of injustices and corruptions and really, really hard things where the first world and the third world collide, and we've seen grave poverty and all kinds of things. I wish I could sit down and just tell you our whole story and encourage you on how faithful and how attuned to your personal needs that God is. But the shortest version is that one of our children, the one born in South Africa who's 16 now, we've been advocating for him for 12 years now to have his paperwork and his birthright. And he still doesn't have that birth certificate. He still doesn't have his name legally recorded anywhere on paper. And that is something that we are believing for and asking God for, especially before he turns 18 and it's time for him to graduate from high school. So we've been walking a very, very long road with that. And my second son, my middle child, who's 5 now, has a very rare and unusual form of autism. And it is a really complex wiring, and it doesn't look like what you would expect it to look like. So he's often very misunderstood. And we are pastors. We're leading a church. So we're very front-facing in a lot of ways in our community. But our family has had to make some very different decisions. You know, we live in Cape Town away from all of our extended family and all of our friends, and we're donor supported. And, you know, the typical donor supported missionaries go on trips back to their home country to raise funding. But we are a family that can't travel. My oldest son can't travel, and my autistic son is unable to travel as well. And so we haven't been to America since 2015. And we're quite disconnected in a lot of ways from our donor base, but God keeps giving and God keeps seeing us, and God keeps us connected when we feel really disconnected in very supernatural ways. But even more than that, the things that Christian families say that we should do, or things that you would think that pastoral families do, a lot of those things, moms, we just can't do them. We have a different set of boundaries for our family. We often can't even do family dinners together. It doesn't work for our special needs child. And so we have had to seek God in really specific ways. And this is what I want to encourage you with. Moms all over the world, we all are trying our best. We all are giving our best to love our children, to raise them in God's way. But you know what? Every child is different. And the place that you live and the time that you live in is different, but we're not victims to it. We're not on the defense against the world. We are on the offense for the kingdom of God. So I want to encourage you, Mom. Psalm 139, verse 1 says, Lord, you have searched me and you know me. And I want to encourage you to read that entire psalm and just go on that journey with Jesus and know that he is the God who sees you and he knows you. And he sees and he knows your children and their specific needs and your husband and your extended family. He is the Lord who knows you so intimately and so intricately. And so what I want to encourage you in the time that you live in and in the place that you live in is seek the Lord and ask him how you can honor him as you love your children. Ask him how you can glorify him with your family. And it doesn't have to look like what the world says it will look like. It has to look like the way that God speaks to you and your family, the way that you can honor your husband's leadership, the way that you can cultivate your children's heart right where they are for right who they are, because God did not make a mistake in giving you those children and giving those children you as their mother. So moms, I want to encourage you that you're in the right time and you're in the right place to love and be loved by God and extend that love to your children. So take the pressures off of what the world says, whether it's social media or friends or other family members, and seek the Lord who knows you, and you will find him, and he will bless you, and he will hold you, and he will meet your needs. So I want to pray over you and encourage you to go read Psalm 139 and just feel the closeness of the Lord your God. So Father God, I lift up the mom who's listening right now. I pray for her heart. I pray for the place that her feet are resting right now, whether she is standing and folding laundry or standing over a sink or running errands, whether her foot is going between the gas and the brake pedal, whatever it is, wherever she is, God bless her feet. Bless her hands. Bless her mind. Bless her ears as she hears this. Father God, you are faithful and you are personal and you see her and you know her. You know her when those tears fall. You know her when she rises in the morning. You know what her body feels like as she comes and as she goes and as she seeks you. And God, I pray that you would just help her rest in you today. Even while she works, help her rest in you today. Father, I pray for the mom who's listening that she would just know that she is found by you, that she is known by you, and that she is seen by you. I also pray a spirit of creativity and compassion and insight and ingenuity over her. Lord, show her the things, the principles, the practices, the teachings, the routines, or the freedom to take all of those things out, the things that work for her family. Show the mom who's listening how to walk in relationship with you and walk with her children in relationship with you. Show her how to do the things that she can't figure out how to do, the things that feel impossible. And I want to speak that those things that she feels like don't apply to her family. Well, prayer together, walking in right relationship, forgiveness, joy, the joy of the Lord. Those things, if she feels like those don't apply to her family because of her circumstances, that is a lie from Satan. And we release truth over her right now, God. I pray for the mom who's listening that she will feel so light and so loved, that she will feel so inspired because you know her and you see her. And I know, God, and I trust that you will equip her to supernaturally know how to love her children, to supernaturally have enough grace, enough patience, enough of what she needs and more to love her husband, her children, to care for her home, and to let go of the things that are not hers to hold on to. Lord, I pray that as she looks around, she can say, yes, the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. And she can give thanks. So God, fill the mom who's listening with a thankful heart, with the joy of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Give her wisdom, give her grace, give her discernment, and give her more than she has ever had of your spirit tangibly, physically pulsing through her body today. We love you so much, Jesus. And I just pray just an extravagant blessing over the mom who's listening, over her children, over her family, over her future, over her household, and over the community that you have placed her in. Lord, let her be a blessing in her community. Let her children arise and shine and be blessed in her community. We love you so much, Jesus, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for supporting the Help Club for Moms podcast. We are so honored that you were able to join us for today's episode. For more information and resources, visit our website, helpclubformoms.com. We are praying for you and your family, and we are always here to encourage you to become the Christian woman, wife, and mother you were created to be.